Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa, your host. We've got a lot to cover today. We'll talk about 9/11 and the role that music played in the healing in the days and weeks after. We'll preview some of the new fall TV shows to look out for. We've got new music from Eddie Vedder, plus our usual features, Phil's Pick, and our one-hit wonder of the album Rock Radio Era. So let's get started with the music. The best rock from all eras, 91.5 WMFO.
Show me the way, yeah. saucy angel hand-me-downs. Would it be so bad as if they turn around? And you cook so well, all nice and French. You do your brain surgery too, mama, with your monkey wrench. Little miss, can't be wrong, yeah. Ain't nobody gonna bow no more when you sound your gong.
The Spin Doctors, Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. We all know one of those, don't we? Some of them are not so little. And before that, we heard Frampton Comes Alive from 1976 and Show Me the Way on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. If you are new to the show, thank you for making me a part of your Monday morning routine. We play the best rock from all eras. That means the classic rock of the 70s right on through the pop rock of the 2000s and today. It's as if the album rock radio many of us grew up listening to was still around today. Well, I hope you had a good weekend. We've got some glorious weather as we really get into the fall now. Football season has started. We've got Patriots playing yesterday. And this past week, 9/11 was very much on people's minds. We will talk a little bit more about that later. But right now, let's get right into Phil's pick. My friend Phil from Watertown every week sends us some songs he thinks we ought to be listening to. The feature is called Phil's Pick. We do it every week at this time. Let's see what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Someday Is Now by Sunvolt. Sunvolt is led by vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter Jay Farrar. Their music is heavily influenced by Neil Young's guitar work and paints a lyrical and melodic palette of the changing American landscape. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Stop the death march, the worst that we've ever seen. Players of the long con, the circus life we don't need. Deadline poets of the page, speak the truth we know. Microphone stop, drop and roll, to speak the truth we know. A high low as standard just goes to show. Tiger had to go. Make it or shake it, sounds like the only way. Guardians not grifters, united for another day. Who pays the piper, calls a tune, someday is now. Who pays the piper, calls a tune, someday is now.
Talking Heads, Take Me to the River. And before that, Phil's pick for today was Sunvolt, and the song is Someday Is Now. I want to circle back to something that I wish I did last week, but I missed it. Last Monday, it would have been Cranberries lead singer Dolores O'Riordan's 50th birthday. And the Cranberries did a couple of things to commemorate that. They released Remembering Dolores, which was a playlist of 15 handpicked songs, and then a new video for the band's 2001 song Never Grow Old. The playlist was chosen by her friends and family and remaining bandmates. Everybody picked a song that they said spoke more to their connection to her than necessarily were popular Cranberry songs. And the band did a live stream event where they discussed the significance of each track on that playlist to them. And the Never Grow Old video features a montage of previously unreleased footage pulled from B-rolls and outtakes and past videos, including Zombie, Linger, Ode to My Family, Free to Decide, along with some never-before-seen pictures and snapshots and videos from various photo shoots. If you recall, in 2018, Dolores O'Riordan died at the age of 46, and it was determined that she had drowned from excessive drinking. I'm a big Cranberries fan, and the 1994 album No Need to Argue is one of my favorite albums to listen to end to end. This is from that album. It's called Ode to My Family. Cranberries, WMFO.
Standing there, do you notice? Do you know? Do you see me? Do you see? so hurt today at the reception. A glass of wine in her hand, I knew she was gonna meet her connection. At her feet was a footloose man. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find. Get my fair share of abuse, singing words gonna vent our frustration. If we don't, we're gonna blow a 50-amp fuse. Sing it to me. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You just might find you get what you need. Oh, baby, yeah. Oh. I went down to the Chelsea drugstore to get your prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. We decided that we would have a soda, my favorite flavor, cherry red. I sung my song to Mr. Jimmy, yeah, and he said one word to me, and that was dead. I said to him, you can't always get what you want. Just might find. You get what you need. Oh, yeah. Woo! It's just my fine. It's just my fine.
Rolling Stones, Can't Always Get What You Want. And we heard the Cranberries before that with Ode to My Family from the album No Need to Argue. I was reminded of that Stones song this week as I was flipping through channels, and the movie The Big Chill was on cable. Looking back, it is definitely a period piece of the early 1980s, but that song is played, I think, in its entirety in the opening montage. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRusso with you this morning. As you probably know, we pre-record our shows here at WMFO. We've been doing it since the pandemic began. Many of us have. And I do hope to get back live into the studio as soon as possible, but it hasn't happened yet. And I'm preparing this show on Saturday, 9/11. And there are a lot of events recognizing the 20th anniversary of that day that are kind of surrounding me today. And at the risk that you've heard and seen a lot of coverage over the weekend, and here it is Monday morning, 2 days later, I've been thinking a lot about it today, and so I'd like to give you some of my thoughts about 9/11. Some things that stand out for me, I have a friend who is a surgeon in New York City. That night, he went to an emergency room to volunteer at a hospital near the World Trade Center. He told me that they waited and waited, ready to respond to what they thought would be waves of wounded, but nobody came. There were very few injured. And with some limited exceptions, he told me, you either got out or you died. In a show of unity that is unimaginable today, the entire U.S. Senate stood on the steps of the Capitol building, arm in arm, singing God Bless America. It was definitely awkward, but it was also comforting, too. A friend of mine lives in Manhasset, New York. It's an affluent community from which a lot of people commuted by train to Wall Street. He told me that a week later, a week after the attacks, the parking lot at the train station was filled with cars from men and women who never came home from work that day. And I also remember the odd sensation of seeing the crowd at Fenway Park after sports resumed after about 10 days, singing New York, New York at the top of their lungs in Fenway Park. So those are just a few of the things that stood out for me. In the aftermath of the attacks, music became a big part of the healing process, and it comforted many of the people who were just completely immersed in the news cycle. And a number of benefit concerts took place, including America, A Tribute to Heroes, which was simulcast on all four major networks on September 21st, 2001. Bruce Springsteen played My City of Ruins, Billy Joel did New York State of Mind, and Paul Simon, who was raised in New York City, performed Bridge Over Troubled Water. And then on October 20th, there was the concert for New York City in Madison Square Garden. And there, The Who, James Taylor, Jay-Z, and David Bowie all performed. And David Bowie, in fact, opened the show with a rendition of Simon and Garfunkel's America, which was really impactful. And Paul McCartney ended the show with a new song he wrote just for the occasion called Freedom. Several songs directly inspired by the attacks were released over the next few years, including Neil Young's Let's Roll, which was about the passengers aboard Flight 93. And if you haven't seen the movie United 93, you should. It is very well done, but you need to be prepared for it because it really does put you on that plane on September 11th. So that's all I want to say about that day. It was our generation's Pearl Harbor, and a day that none of us will ever forget. Back to the music, right after this.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Eddie Vedder has released a new song. It's called Long Way. It's the first single from his upcoming solo album called Earthling. He recently collaborated on the soundtrack for Sean Penn's movie Flag Day, which also features Vedder's daughter Olivia on a song called My Father's Daughter. This is new from Eddie Vedder on Rock of Ages.
taking more than his share, trying hard not to awaken the voice of regret in his ear. He can't escape the timeline, so much worse than he had feared. Lived every moment wishing the best would disappear. He took a long way on the freeway. He took the long way on the freeway. His all and everything, but his strength didn't need a space. Her love was but a haunting. She left but never went away. She took the long way on the freeway.
And Sugar Ray riding through. Why me I tell a man she have me intoxicated, but her love high, man like a genie, but I call with a fly. So me I say a virgin to me, I beg her baby the first try. So the water come me, I
yeah.
That is Sugar Ray and Fly. And we heard a brand new one from Eddie Vedder. His new solo album will be coming out soon. It'll be called Earthling, and the song we heard was Long Way here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. It is time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Today, our one-hit wonder is a band called Argent, which had some pretty solid rock and roll roots. The lead singer, Rod Argent, was the lead singer of the Zombies, which was a 60s band with a string of major top 40 hits like Time of the Season, She's Not There, Tell Her No. Well, after the Zombies broke up, he formed Argent. Their first two albums were critical successes but didn't sell, but the third was a charm. And in 1972, they released this song, which was an international hit. Their next two albums were commercial failures, and they broke up in 1972. This is Hold Your Head Up from Argent, Rock of Ages.
Don't let it get you down. You can tell.
Train in Vain from The Clash. And our one-hit wonder before that, going back to the early 1970s for Hold Your Head Up by Argent. On Rock of Ages on WMFO, this time of year, mid-September, is traditionally when the new TV season begins. And it's definitely not like the old days when there were only three or four networks and they all rolled out the new shows at the same time. But there is still a semblance of a fall premiere season, and there are some interesting things coming out over the next couple of weeks. ABC is rolling out a new version of The Wonder Years, which is set in the same time period as the original, the late 60s, but with an African-American family set in Montgomery, Alabama. Don Cheadle is going to narrate, and Fred Savage, the original Kevin Arnold, is going to be directing episodes and I believe is one of the executive producers. Ken Burns is going to be taking on the life of Muhammad Ali in a four-part series on PBS. There have been a lot of Ali documentaries, but it'll be interesting to see where Ken Burns takes it. And that'll be on PBS this fall. And then on FX, a limited series that's already begun. I think it started last week. It's called Impeachment, American Crime Story. It's about the Monica Lewinsky-Bill Clinton affair. It tells the story through the eyes of the women at the center of the events, Monica Lewinsky, Linda Tripp, and Paula Jones. If you're interested, People Magazine Online has a good fall TV preview issue out right now, and they review over 30 of the shows that are debuting or returning this fall. Well, we have time for at least one more song. We haven't played U2 in a while. This is from their How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb album. Original of the Species, U2, Rock of Ages.
Baby, slow down. The end is not as far as the start. Please stay a child somewhere. Thank you.
that's all the time we have for this week's show. I hope you enjoyed it. My name is Ron LaRussa. I'm here every Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock with Rock of Ages, the best rock from all eras. So until next week's show, I hope you have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Always look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.